Up on our feet as we close our eyes and raise our two hands to the Lord, and we'll sing this song loud and clear. Thou art worthy.
Thou art worthy, O Lord.
Worthy, O Lord,
to receive glory, honor, and power.
And power
for thou art.
That's worthy.
That's worthy, O Lord.
Worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. And power for thou hast created. All this are for the Lord. They are worthy. There is none only alone. There is none beside me. Neither is there any wrong like my Lord. There is none holy as the Lord. Holy as the Lord.
There is none holy as our God.
Holy as the Lord.
There is none beside thee.
There is none holy as our Lord. As many people as want the Lord to fight for them here tonight, I want them to sing these songs. Make sure that nobody's voice overshadows your own. The song says, all dry bones, you must be revived. All dry bones, you must be revived. For the Lord said unto you, all dry bones, you must be revived. All dry bones, you must be revived. All dry bones, you must be revived. For the Lord says to you, all dry bones, you must be revived. In the name of Jesus.
All dry bones, you must be revived.
In the name of Jesus.
All dry bones, you must be revived.
Yes.
For the Lord is in you.
Yes, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
For the Lord is in you. All dry bones, you must be revived.
In the name of Jesus.
All dry bones, you must be revived.
In the name of Jesus.
All dry bones, you must be revived. For the Lord says to you, all dry bones.
In the name of Jesus.
All thy bones you must be revived. All thy bones you must be revived. For the Lord.
Yes. Yes.
All
thy
bones.
Yes.
All thy bones you must be revived.
In the name of Jesus.
All thy bones you must be revived. All thy bones you must be revived. For the Lord says to you, all thy bones.
Oh, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, yes.
In the name of Jesus.
All thy bones you must be revived. For the Lord is in you. All thy bones, you must be revived.
Thy bones shall rise again.
Thy bones shall rise again.
Oh, thy bones shall rise again.
Thy bones shall rise again.
The Lord Jehovah is able to do all things.
He's able. Thy bones shall rise again.
Oh, thy bones shall rise again.
Thy bones shall rise again.
Oh, thy bones shall rise again.
Thy bones shall rise again.
Yes, yes, yes.
The Lord Jehovah is able to do all things. Able,
shall rise again. I shall rise again. Father, I shall rise again. Holy Ghost, I shall rise again. Amen.
I shall rise again.
Yes, yes.
I shall rise again.
Yeah.
Father, I shall rise again. Holy Ghost, I shall rise again. Amen.
Oh, I shall rise again. I shall rise again. Father, I shall rise again. Holy Ghost, I shall rise again. Amen.
I shall rise again. I shall rise again.
Yes.
Father, I shall rise again. Holy Ghost, I shall rise again. Amen.
Oh, I shall rise again.
I shall rise again. Father, I shall rise again.
Holy Ghost,
I shall rise again.
Sing it loud and clear.
I shall rise again. I shall rise again. Father, I shall rise again. Holy Ghost, I shall rise again. Amen.
My story must change. My story must change. Father, my story must change. Holy Ghost, my story must change. Amen.
My story must change.
Yes.
My story must change. Holy Ghost, my story must change. Amen.
My story must change. My story must change. Father, my story must change. Holy Ghost, my story must change. Amen.
My story must change.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Father, my story must end. Holy Ghost, my story must end.
Amen. I shall rise again. I shall rise again. Father, I shall rise again. Holy Ghost, I shall rise again.
again. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Listen very, very carefully, beloved. The hour of power that you are attending today is not an ordinary one. So get that settled in your spirit. The first prayer I want you to pray now with fire and with thunder is this. Every invisible fire burning in my life to torment me. Can you say this loud and clear? Make it louder than that, beloved. In the name of Jesus, deal with the invisible tormenting fire. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Wonderful God, we thank you for tonight. A night devoted to wiping away our tears. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Lord, open our understanding tonight. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless us to do so. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. If you open your Bible to the book of Psalm, Psalm number 56. God shall wipe away my tears. Can you say that loud and clear? Let nobody's voice overshadow your own, as you say. Psalm 58 verse 6. Psalm 56 8 says, thou tellest my wanderings, put thou my tears into thy bottle, are they not in thy book? Thou tellest my wanderings, put thou my tears into thy bottle, are they not in thy book? When words fail us, tears flow. Tears have their own language. Tears need no interpreter. When things appear to overwhelm us completely, and the soul is completely overshadowed by what it cannot express, then tears begin to flow. But do you know that God takes very special notice of those tears of yours? Psalm 56, 8 says that he puts them in his bottle. All those tears that children of God are shedding, or that something that has made you to shed tears, God puts those tears in his bottle. Not only that, he enters the tears into his records. In the record he keeps about our lives, he enters those tears there. David said, the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping. Sometimes a tear that drops on earth here will summon the King of Heaven. God never forgets those tears. Our Lord is not unfamiliar or unsympathetic with the tears we shed. Jesus himself, who is God, wept at the tomb of his friend Lazarus. Jesus himself burst into tears because of Jerusalem when he looked at them and saw the awful and terrible consequences of their refusal to obey the Messiah. The first time tears are mentioned in the Bible, in 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 5. 2 Kings chapter 20 verse 5, as the first time tears are mentioned in scripture. Let's speak one or two lessons from that before we start praying now. 2 Kings 25. Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, God has told this man that if you put his house in order, he should be ready to die. The man started crying. Then God sent the prophet back. Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus said the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. And so shall God hear your prayer here tonight in the name of Jesus. Let your amen be loud and clear. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day, thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord. Hezekiah had been sick, and a pronouncement of death has been made upon his life by the greatest prophet in the land. He turned his face to the wall and wept bitterly. He didn't know that those tears were entering a particular bottle in heaven. The answer to those tears was that God came, wiped away the tears, and calmed the spirit of death and added years to his life. There are six different kinds of tears in the Bible, but there is only one that is very good. The Bible talks about tears of compassion. The Bible talks about tears of repentance. The Bible talks about tears of travail. The Bible talks about tears of desperation. The Bible talks about tears of sorrow and suffering. But the Bible talks about tears of joy. That's the only kind of tear that people find comfortable to shed. The Lord has called this particular hour of power to dry all tears. So if there is something happening that is making you cry, know that tonight, those tears that have been stored in the bottle shall provoke divine intervention. It shall provoke divine intervention. It shall provoke divine intervention. It shall provoke it. It shall provoke it. It shall provoke it. It shall provoke it. In the name of Jesus. The last mention of tears in the Bible, in Revelation chapter 21 verse 4. Revelation 21 4. That's the last mention of tears in the Bible. Revelation 21 4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away. So God is a dryer of tears. God is a God that wipes away tears. I pray that all those tears that you have shed in the past shall become a burning oil that will torment your enemies. And all those tears energized by the enemy shall become liquid fire to destroy the enemy. All the tears that the enemy has forced you to shed, they shall gather together, and then they shall provoke breakthrough on your behalf. I want you to understand this, beloved, that very soon now, we're going to bring out those papers and carry out some prophetic actions. But there are some points I want you to bear in mind, which you must bear in mind very thoroughly. If you depend on men, your life will be full of discouragement, disappointment, and despair. Because the most sincere of all men can fail us sometimes due to the limitation of the human nature. Then another thing you should notice, that circumstances are not supposed to control you. There will always be a period when the Red Sea will seem as if it will not part. Therefore, you need strength for that kind of evil hour. Jesus had his own dark hour. There was a time the disciples were in the storm. The Bible calls it a great storm. As the storm was raging, men waited for the Lord to move at that desperate hour. But he himself was sleeping. He too was waiting for them to move. He was waiting for their prayers so that he himself would move on their behalf. But these disciples battle on their own energy, they battle on their own strength, they use their fisherman experience for a while. Possibly in that ship, there were various groups of people arguing. A group could argue that, well, if Jesus is here and there is storm, maybe it's the will of God. Another group may argue, say, well, you die of something, maybe the end has come. Another group may argue, say, well, maybe this storm has arisen because God wants to teach us a lesson. Another group may say, well, no, this is a satanic attack. Another one will say, well, maybe we should pray. They face that thing. Everybody was arguing. More water broke into the boat, and the devil began to play the video film of tragedy and death. Everybody got desperate. Then the answer, maybe these people are talking about prayer. They may be right. Then they went to wake Jesus up. Although there was a great storm, when Jesus now rose up, there was now a great calm. From a great storm to a great calm, the hour of God's voice came He spoke only once, and there has been peace ever since on that Sea of Galilee. It is on record that the Sea of Galilee is the most peaceful sea in the world, because since Jesus spoke that time, the world is still working now. All we need now is for us to provoke that voice to speak. It's for us to say, let your voice speak to my storms. Let the hour of your voice come. It is that hour we are in now. The hour of his voice has come. And is ready to speak to any situation gathered there today. Rise up on your feet now. Rise up on your feet. As we're praying these prayers, I want you to begin to believe God for great and marvelous things here tonight. Because the Lord will reverse impossible situations. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. All things were made by him. Without him was nothing made that was made. All things were made by him. Therefore tonight there is going to be creative miracles. Because he has the spare parts in his hands. Perhaps I've given up on you. Tonight is your night. Because the hour of his voice has come. You will shout this loud and clear now. Louder than anyone here. And make sure, beloved, that these prayers you pray is after the order of Hezekiah, who faced the wall and wept. You say this loud and clear. My Father! I know that you are able to do all things. Can you shout this loud and clear? I'm sure you can say it louder than that. Masika Ponte, make it louder than that, beloved. Therefore, manifest your power in my life. In the name of Jesus. Yes, open your mouth and begin to declare it. I know you can do all things. Therefore, manifest your power, manifest your power. In Jesus' name we pray. Manifest your power in my life. In the name of Jesus. Let that be the manifestation of his power. In the name of Jesus. La cose penda kaya bo shendera bo konte. La ribosa bolo kotanda. Yes, yes. Something is happening already. In Jesus' name we pray. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Silence. I told you. That's right. If you are that person, and the evil growth has disappeared from your body, and that spirit of death has released you, just quietly find a way to the altar here. Don't allow the enemy to put the problem back on you. Someone came here, there are invisible animals biting your body. They bite you as if they are actually living. But the bite has ceased now. That's right. Someone is here too. The enemy has been feeding on your ear. Check that ear now. Someone too is here. There is plenty of noise in your stomach. As if there are fishes swimming there. The power of God has come upon you. And that evil satanic aquarium has been closed down. You, the spirit of stoke, your time is up. Get out of that life now. Say this again loud and clear. Every power rejoicing at my sadness. Can you say this loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. Yes. Aha, 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 aha. Yes, 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 yes. Spirit of the living God, move here by your power, move there by your power. In Jesus' name we pray. That brother, check that swelling by your reproductive organs. You'll find that it has vanished. Check it up and then find your way to the frontier as quickly as possible. That's right. As a sister here, it's as if they place a particular heavy load on your right leg. You drag it along with great difficulty. The enemy has desire to cut off that leg. But either way you are, the power of God is coming upon that leg. And the yoke of the oppressor is broken to pieces. Just check that leg and find a way to the frontier very quickly. The arrows fired into the breast and fired into the back of the brain. The back of the head. The arrows, they are coming out. That's right. Say this again, loud and clear. Power of failure. My life is not your candidate. Therefore, backfire in the name of Jesus. Deal with the powers in the name of Jesus. Yes. Spirit of the living God. Masepokora Boshantia. Neribosapende Kaya Boshantera Bokoyama. In Jesus' name we pray. Someone is in this meeting, you have been urinating blood. Go and check out now. That urine is now clear. The blood has departed from it. Somebody received a strange slap in the dream and now it is not an infirmity. Check your body now. That infirmity has disappeared. Thank you, Jesus. Every point of my tears become testimonies. Can you say that loud and clear? Is that the loudest you can say it? Make it louder than that, beloved. Masopelakaya Bosanya. In the name of Jesus. Let my point of tears become testimonies. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh yes. Aha, 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 aha. Become testimonies. In Jesus' name we pray. If you are that person, one leg is shorter than the other, stretch out the short one now. And you find that it has become level with the other one. Thank you, Jesus. Immediately you notice that, just find a way to the altar here. Those two legs are not equal. Just find a way to the altar here very quickly. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My Father!
remembrance for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. That's the power of God. That's the power of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. 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 Father, let the signs and wonders and the miracles of tonight be permanent. Let your anointing fall on common breakthroughs. Fall upon your children in the name of Jesus. Every letter we have brought here tonight on things that have made us to cry, let those letters become point of mighty testimonies. Glory be to the name of Jesus. Raise up your right hand to the heavens now and declare this loud and clear. Heavens over my jaw. In the name of Jesus. Amen. As we sing this song loud and clear, as we enter the Holy Ghost hour, I want you to believe God for a mighty touch of His power upon you. Let it fall on me. Let it fall on me. Let the healing power fall on me. Let it fall on me. Let it fall on me, hallelujah. Let your healing power fall on me. Let it fall on me. Let it fall on me. Let your healing power fall on me. Let it fall on me. Let it fall on me. Let your healing power. Now, if you brought a paper here during the hour of power, this is the time to bring it out. If you didn't bring any here, don't worry. Just lay your hands on your chest. Within the next few minutes from here, the powers of heaven will move to convert those things that have made you to shed tears to those things that will make you to rejoice. We are going to pray three prayers as we stretch that paper. Everybody will shout this loud and clear. My morning of joy. Alive. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to declare it. Let your morning of joy arrive. Let my morning of joy arrive. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Pasika pora boshende rabo kotende rabo sanda yaba. Riapo lekesente yabo shente yaba. In Jesus' name we pray. As from now on, no one shall say unto me, sorry. Try again next time.
In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to say it. Masikata ya boshente rabasanta. In Jesus' name we pray. My problem become my promotion. In the name of Jesus, my problem become my promotion. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, my problem become my promotion. Masikatondeke aboshandia. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, we commit this offering unto your hands. Let it signify bye-bye to every source of tears. And let it be a point to bring mighty breakthroughs into our lives. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Begin to thank the Lord for what he has done in your life tonight. Lord, hallelujah! All eyes closed. Let your amen be dynamic now. Father, I decree by the decree of heavens that as many of your children as are here tonight, that no man born of a woman will stop you from becoming what God wants you to become. In the name of Jesus, I decree that there shall be divine revolution in your life. We shall bring you uncommon breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every opposition you are facing now shall become your gateway to glory. In the name of Jesus. Heavens will bring down your spiritual gifts. Heaven will arrest your arresters. Any umbrella of darkness covering the destiny of anyone here, let that umbrella catch fire. In the name of Jesus. By your power which knows no impossibility. Any case that has been declared impossible here by human beings, by doctors, by experts, let there be a reversal. In the name of Jesus. Let the power of God pull everyone here out of any sorrow and disappointment. In the name of Jesus. The mouth that have been mocking you shall turn around to congratulate you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Everywhere you go, you shall have power to rule in the midst of your enemies. By the power of God who is able to do all things, receive uncommon testimony. Receive it. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us share the grace in front.